Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. A big one tonight for the Nashville Predators at Bridgestone Arena. And to help us talk about that a little bit more, we bring in Predators assistant coach Dan Muse. Dan, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. So, Dan, obviously a big game tonight against the Stars. How would you kind of describe the rivalry you guys have developed with the Dallas Stars over the course of the last 12 months or so?
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a good hockey team over there. And obviously between the playoffs and then this year, the game we had here at home, which we weren't happy with, and obviously the Winter Classic as well, which left a bad taste in the mouth. This is a game that I think should be pretty easy to get up for. You know, we're also coming off of two games here where we're not happy with the results, not happy with the play. So this is obviously a big game here. I think every game this time of year ends up being pretty big.
Yeah, Dan, you mentioned not happy with the results last couple of games. I think especially last game, Monday night, you know, John Hines had some pretty strong words just overall about, you know, effort. And I guess the quote we were just talking about, you know, a team, quote, looking for an easy game. My question for you is, you know, in the aftermath of that, I know you guys watch a lot of video. How much of this is, you know, I guess identifying individuals in that, saying like, you need to do this better or that better, or is it more, you know, a collective, I guess, analysis of a game like that?
I wouldn't say it's just that game. I think that's always the analysis that we're going to go into after a game, whether it's a game that you're really happy with how you played as a team and happy with how each individual played, or it's a game where, you know, you're not happy with the results, you're not happy with the overall team game. You're always looking at both. You're looking at what can we be doing as a collective group from a systematic standpoint, from just overall play. And then you're also looking at it from, you know, what can individuals be doing better? What did they do well? What do we want to continue to encourage? What do we want to work on with them at an individual standpoint? So I think that post-game analysis that you're going to have really at any point of the year in any of the games is always going to be broken down from a team standpoint and from an individual standpoint.
Do you find sometimes that the initial first blush thought of what you just saw on the ice is different after you look at the video? And was this game, did you guys feel the same way about this game that you did right after it Monday?
Usually the video looks a lot like how the game looked live. Sometimes there will be things, especially from an individual standpoint, that you might pick up on after watching the game. It's a game that we lost 8-3. We weren't happy with the results. We weren't happy with the, especially the way we played in the third period. There's some areas there that we addressed after the game. Obviously, it was a quick turnaround going to Minnesota, and some of those things I think were addressed, but again, weren't happy with the outcome of that one either.
Predators assistant coach Dan Muse on the line with us. And Dan, one guy who's been really consistent all season long has been Roman Josi. He broke the franchise record for points by a defenseman in a season the other night against Minnesota, a record that he already held anyway. I guess, how would you describe the season that Roman Josi has had for you guys?
Outstanding. I mean, it's game in, game out. It's not with Roman it's every day. It's not just what you guys are seeing in games too. It's the way he practices. It's the way he prepares. He's a guy who every time he steps on the ice, he's looking to make a positive difference in the team's game. And I can't think of really too many, never mind games, but even shifts that you could say he's taken off. He's always going, and that's part of who he is as a player. You know, the type of season he's having right now, in terms of production, in terms of impact on the game, I mean, it's not a surprise when you see what he does on a daily basis, in terms of just how he works, how he prepares. So it's, he's been outstanding every game for us.
Dan, we've been talking about the stars and, you know, maybe some of the individual offensive production, not what it has been for some of their star players, but overall just fantastic goaltending, you know, defensive numbers. Why are they so difficult to, you know, to create chances against and get into those hard areas against?
Well, I think it's they're a good structured team. I think that's part of their game plan is, you know, they really work to make sure that they have numbers back. They work to make sure that they keep things to the outside. You know, in terms of creating odd man rushes or creating just situations where you have, you know, a numerical advantage, I think they do a good job of limiting those. That's not just against us. That's against, you know, every time when you watch them play. You know, I think they have a combination too in terms of how they're built with speed there up front, and they also have size. So it's a combination that makes it difficult to get to the inside. But that being said, that's what you have to do. You know, it's a big part of, I think, when you're playing a team like Dallas, it's finding a way to get there into the inside, to get to their net front, to get inside position on their defenders. And once you're there, making sure that you're staying there. And then on the flip side of it, they're a big team. They're a heavy team. It's making sure that you're keeping them to the outside.
Dan, last thing for you here. The penalty kill seems like it's improving a lot as of late in the last 5 to 10 games or so. What are you seeing on the penalty kill that's allowing it to be more successful, do you think?
Well, I think I think a big thing that you saw last game, and I think you've seen over, you know, the last 20 or so games, is we're blocking more shots. I think last game we had 11 blocks. Obviously, we killed more penalties than we'd like to, and especially in a game like that where you're coming from behind. But the guys did a good job. Nick Bonino, Jared Tenori, Ryan Ellis, all those guys had multiple block shots there in the last game. When John Hines came in here, there was some adjustments that we made to the penalty kill, some ideas that he had. And, you know, I think it's taken, you know, it takes a little bit of time, like everything systematically, to make some of those adjustments and to make some changes. I think you're starting to see guys comfortable in terms of the structure that we're looking to play with. And then with that, you know, I think you're seeing more sacrifice with the block shots. And I think you're seeing more detail in the way we go out there and execute.
Predators assistant coach Dan Muse has been our guest here on Coffee with the Coach on Morning Drive. Dan, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us, and good luck tonight against the Stars.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. It is interesting when you watch, you know, kind of when you're watching a game live, you have an opinion about the way the game is, and then you go back and look at it. I think we have found in the past that maybe it looks different at times, but most of the time I agree with what he said there. What you see live and what you see on film, a lot of times it's the same. And then at that point, as a coach, it's about, okay, how do you take that information and get it through to the players in order to correct what problems you're seeing? And to John Hines' credit, I mean, he hasn't been afraid, I think, to have those conversations with these players. Now, the players need to do a much better job of responding on a much more consistent basis than they have so far this year.
Yeah, I think it depends on the sport, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying after every football game to hear everybody say, I got to look at the film.
Got to look at the film.
It's 11 on 11. It's a much bigger space. And so then there's a lot of things that you aren't going to see from your vantage point. You know, I think in hockey and basketball, you know, you're there in real time. You're right on top of it.
Five on five, baby.
And to Dan's point, when it's 8-3, like, you know,
it is what
the
it
analysis
is.
Probably isn't going to change a ton.
No, it's not, especially in that third period. So thanks to Dan Muse for coming on with us there. I mean, it's just such a big game. And he mentioned it. We talked about how difficult it is to get to the interior of the ice against the Stars. They've done really good at defending that area of the ice. I mean, I think they've swept Colorado this year. We know how dangerous of a team Colorado can be offensively. They're very good at getting to the middle of the ice. Nathan MacKinnon specifically, very good in that area. If you're the Predators, it's going to be a challenge, but you've got to find a way. That's when it's, you know, if Johansson's able to go, it's up to him. Forsberg, he's a big guy that can use his size. You got to find a way to just lower your head and get through there. And sometimes, like you mentioned earlier, that's going to be the uncomfortable thing to do. But at this time of year, I mean, you got to be willing to pay that price.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference between effort and doing what John Hines talks about, which is the tough things that give you opportunities. Maybe this will be maybe like Johansson coming off the illness, like a Michael Jordan game for him or something.
Maybe.
You know? A little chicken soup.
Yeah, we've seen that
before. He needs something to you know, kind of get him going. They certainly need him in the lineup tonight.
Got a text on the text line that says the Preds have a 28% chance of making the playoffs, according to Money Puck. That's a website. Insane. That is insane. Now, I will say this. This time last week on Money Puck, I think it was like a 57% chance. So they fluctuate a lot in terms of the percentages this time of year, especially when the standings are as close as they are.
So I mean, is that some subjectivity just in terms of how they're playing too?
Well, there's some of that. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, analytics are involved in that. The schedule remaining, how many games in hand you have. Like, there's a ton that goes into that formula. But like I said, right now especially, like that fluctuates so much. I start paying attention to that, to the stuff like that really closely. About 10 games left, 10, yeah. 9, 10 games left. Then that's what gives you, because the games in hand at that point are starting to shrink. Everybody's played around the same amount of games at that time. And that's when it's like, okay, what does, you know, Winnipeg's schedule look like? Are they playing, you know, upper echelon teams in the Western Conference, or are they playing against, you know, the Anaheim Ducks? Like that a lot of that gets factored into it the last week or so as well, is like the strength of schedule down the stretch.
But see, the problem with that, like for example with the Preds, is like you'd actually it should be a benefit to their percentage if they're playing better teams.
Yeah, it should, just based on the way this team has gone. You got to feel like they're due to break through against Dallas, right? Like at some point, because they've just been totally handled by them in pretty much every matchup as of late. Like even the matchups in the playoffs they won last year, Game 3, Dallas dominated that game. And it was just one of those things where Pecorine
was unbelievable, really, multiple times in that series.
Yeah. I mean, he was.
And wasn't that long ago.
You look at the numbers, and they're not great for Rene in that series, but I don't think, like, when we're listing off problems in that series against the Stars, he's not near the top of my list.
Well, Game 6, he was outrageous.
Yeah.
Which, of course, goes to overtime. I mean, only because of him.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. When we come back, the SEC basketball tournament is next week here in our city. And you could pretty much throw a dart at the board of a team that could win it, and you might have the best chance to be right. We'll get into that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.